Joining me now, it's the one and only, our commissioner, Mark Smith. Mark, welcome to the Big Time Ballers podcast. How are you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm excited. You know, there are very few people that get me excited when I do podcasts, man. And, you know, there's so much that, you know, I'm thankful for time, you know, it comes to you, man. So I'm really excited to have you on, man.
Thanks, bud. I'm happy to be here.
That's awesome, man. And, you know, and I think with, you know,
we
with you
get more here, people, man, on the Big Time Ballers.
We do. We really do. And, you know, and that's something we've been working on. You know, I've had a few folks say that they'll do it, but, you know, I think last minute they kind of back out. I don't know what's why they're afraid to get on the Big Time Ballers. But, you know, I'll keep trying. I'll keep trying, and hopefully we'll get them on here one day.
Well, it's nice and warm, guys. Come on in.
Well, Mark, you know, there's one thing that I have to ask you, man. And, you know, I just have to jump into it right away. And, you know, this year is going to mark our 10th anniversary, man. This is going to be the 10th year that you've been running.
Damn.
The most successful fantasy league there is in the universe. I don't care who else has got what. I don't care what other leagues got going on. There is nothing like the League of Legends. There will never, ever be anything like the League of Legends, man. And it's just like, just talk to me a little bit about how you feel about going into the 10th year of managing this league.
Damn, that's pretty impressive, actually, man. To have a group of guys that stick together for this long with doing anything, you know? We all have our lives. We all doing a million different things, and somehow we still find the connection of fantasy football, and that's really what it was all about. It's just to get a good group of guys together and, you know, compete for something worth competing for with people that you love, I guess. It's pretty awesome. It's exciting to think we're going to do it for another 10.
Or 20. Yeah, man.
For another 20, shit. Put me at the ripe age of 35. I'm down.
There you go. I like it. You know, I always like to bring this up, you know, every time we talk about the league and how long it's been going, man, you know, and just so people know how this league got started. And, you know, for those who don't know, obviously Mark and I, we used to work together, you know, and we still do for the same company, but we were on the same shift. And it was one of those things where it was, I'll never forget it. You know, it was late one afternoon before we left work. You came up to me, was like, hey, you know, I want to start a fantasy football league. You know, you just got so tired of playing in just shitty ass leagues that you wanted to put something together that people will enjoy, that will be fun, that will be fair. And, you know, you've done it for 10 straight years, man. And that's absolutely impressive, man. I'll never forget that. The moment you said you wanted to start this, and just to see where we are today, it's just absolutely incredible.
I mean, you touched on it, right? You wanted to start a league that was fair. I've been in leagues where the commissioner tries to buy my player off of me, for crying out loud, you know?
Yeah.
I'll waive your fee if you give me, you know, so-and-so at running back. I don't want to play in those leagues, and I don't think any of these guys do either. I can't imagine buying a player. That was one thing that really frustrated me. Just the fairness. It's way too easy to cheat. It's way too easy to screw people out of, you know, a player or a handful of cash. It just doesn't make sense. At the end of the day, we're not here for the money, you know? I'm not. Everybody wants the money, but really, we want the wins.
Agreed. Yeah, and the wins are important, right? Because the wins are kept from way back in 2014. So if you ever wanted to know what your record is, you know, there's a guy that can help you with that. So I agree. The wins are extremely important.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, 10 years, man, that's a long time. I think some people, their kids are, you know, 10 years old. Their whole season. It's crazy.
Agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
It's crazy.
Agreed.
But
yeah. So, you know, there are a few things that, you know, obviously there are some changes in the league. You know, there are a few topics here that I know that we're going to be touching on. And, you know, just going to run down the list here really quick. You know, and obviously, you know, we posted a few. We posted a few different positions that were up for grabs in the league. So I know there's going to be an update on the positions in regards to different spots that opened up and who will be taking responsibilities in those spots. There's also rule changes that's going to be happening in the league. There were some conversations in regards to potentially changing the roster. So I know we're going to get an update on that. There's also going to be an update in regards to, you know, when you talk about rule changes, I know there's something else you want to add to the league in regards to a monetary compensation, right, for points scored in the league. I know when the league added the extra week, right, you came up with the rivalry week, so now you're coming up with something new. So I love the, you know, every time there's a change, you're always adjusting and adapting and making some changes of your own. And then obviously, you know, from one of my earlier podcasts, we talked about Steve Wall, who unfortunately passed away, played in the league. You know, Steve was a great guy, and, you know, we want to make sure we don't ever forget about him. So there's going to be, you're going to be sharing some information in regards to renaming one of the trophies as well. And the final thing here on my list that I know you want to cover as well is the new league that you will be introducing this year as well. So, you know, what I'll do, man, is I'll turn it over to you to kind of just let everyone hear what you have planned for the upcoming year. And I think starting at the positions that were open, right? You know, we had the voting, or not really voting, but we had people reach out to see what they'd be interested in. So I'll just turn it over to you, man. Let's start with the positions and let us know who will be doing what in the upcoming season.
Hell yeah. Thanks, buddy. What's up, ballers? Happy to be here. The first thing that, you know, we talked about getting rid of the kicker. It was back and forth, and then we decided we're going to get rid of the kicker. Then we had the discussion about what we're going to fill the kicker position with, whether it was going to be a flex, running back, receiver, yada, yada, yada. You know, after 10 years, I think we've just decided we're going to keep the kicker. I think if it's not broke, we're not going to fix it. So we're keeping the kicker position and keeping the rosters set the way they are, the way they've been. A lot went into making that decision. Obviously, the whole the value of the running backs, receivers, and flex and all that. But a big part of it was, you know, we keep stats. All of our stats have been kept for the past 10 years based on this roster. So changing it is obviously going to affect all those stats, whether it makes them, you know, almost worthless or vice versa. But we don't want to mess with that. Another thing we're going to add is what we'll call maybe the Luke Griffin payout. he seems to score a million points and just never has gotten that chip yet. I say yet because we all know it's bound to happen eventually.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Right. So we're going to start paying out most points scored during the regular season as a payout. What that'll do, it'll take a little bit out of the payouts that we currently have. But for one, it'll you know, add an additional payout. But it's going to reward the guy who's been there all year long, scoring the points, winning the games, and then you get one bad game of playoffs and you're out for the year. You got nothing. So a little Band-Aid to put on. It's not gonna fix anybody's broken heart, but it'll at least buy the Band-Aid. You also mentioned we're gonna rename a trophy after Steve. And that was, you know, it was a tough one to come up with, you know, what trophy we wanted to rename after him, because, you know, it's a big deal. He was a good friend. It's a great statue in the league. And what did we decide on the season, right?
Yeah, so the trophy that we're going to rename after Steve is going to be the Division Winner Award. You know, I think, you know, when you look at all the trophies across the league, the Division Winner, it's just – especially the one that we got last year. It's just really slick, just really neat trophy. You know, and I think it all goes back to that, you know, there's one year where Steve, you know, he was, you know, had the most wins in the league, right? So I think that's kind of fitting to, you know, one of the things he did was be at the top of the league for wins, right? And, you know, just having his name tied to that award, I think it's a good idea, man. And I think it's something that the league needed, you know. It's just kind of tough, man, you know, just sitting here thinking about it, you know, and like a guy that was at our drafts with us, man, having a bunch of fun, you know. And, you know, unfortunately, yeah, he's no longer here. And I think this would be a great honor to rename the division winner award after him. You know, we'll come up with a name.
Yeah,
you know, we'll rename that award. So,
you know, if anyone's got any ideas on what the cool names for the actual trophy, we had a few ideas. We just haven't decided on anything quite yet. Be cool to tie his name in with it somehow or something. One of his team names. He had several of those.
He did. Yep. He surely did.
He'd change them 3-4 times in a season. I think we've all tried that strategy. It just doesn't make the players any better.
It does not. It does not.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, it's well deserved by Steve, and we're proud to honor him with that. It's tough, kind of, you know. It's a sad thing, but we'll try to make the best out of it.
Hopefully, I agree, man.
Hopefully we don't lose, you know, anyone else. Because we're all family, man, and it hurts. No matter how, even if you see each other once a year, we're still tied in this crazy game.
Agreed, man. And, you know, it's funny you said that, right? Because, you know, if you go to the league's homepage, there's a quote there that I put on there that was made by Shady. You know, when I asked him one day, he says, you know, this league is family. And that's just something that stuck with me. And if you go to our homepage, you know, that's always going to be there. So I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, that's definitely fitting for us, man.
It's awesome, man.
We're like siblings, right? We want to kill each other one day, and then come Tuesday, we're all buddies again.
And that's it. That's how it goes. 100%, man. 100%.
Yeah. One thing I know we touched on and I forgot to go in depth about was the new positions. Yes. Our co-commissioner, who's going to be Chris Cummings, he reached out, and it's definitely
nice.
Something that he was interested in, and I believe he'll be a really good fit for that.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And, you know, I'd like to touch on that a little bit, man. And, you know, I think that's a great choice. I'm sure there were other deserving candidates as well, but, you know, for those of you who don't know, Chris actually used to run his own fantasy league, right? So he's had that, you know, commissioner, you know, he's been a commissioner for quite some time now. So to step in to be a co-commissioner in this league, I think, you know, it only puts us in a much stronger position than we ever were. And, you know, kind of having you two guys here at the helm, I think that's great for the league. So congratulations, Chris. You know, for anyone else that reached out that were interested in that position, hopefully this does not deter you guys from, you know, wanting to take part in other positions in the league. You know, this is how it goes, man. You know, sometimes, you know, we all can't fill the same position, right? You know, and I think Chris is a deserving candidate, and, you know, I support that 100%. So congrats, champ. Or should I say GOAT?
I was going to say, you're the champ right now, right?
That is true.
Well, a lot of guys are probably like, if he's the co-commissioner, what happened? You know, T stepped down. Everyone knows T's not going to be the co-commissioner. However, we did come up with a cool position for him. He's going to be the league ambassador. And what that entails is pretty much what you've already been doing. You're going to do your write-ups, your recaps, your daily heckling, your stats, which is huge. Basically, the ambassador of the league. You're
right.
the face, the voice. You are the league, you know?
Awesome, man. And I appreciate that. So, and just to dive into that a little more as well, right? So, you know, folks may wonder, like, man, you know, you did this for all this time. Why are you stepping down now? So we, as I mentioned before in the beginning, right? You know, we started this league because we wanted it to be different than every other league. We always want to make things better every single year, every week. And one of the things that, you know, I notice is, you know, as I go through these, you know, I've been getting better, right? So there's times where, you know, I may be a little late on a recap or a podcast or something, right? So, you know, this position now is really going to give me the opportunity to just solely focus on bringing you guys all the entertainment that I want to put together to bring to you guys, while Chris can now focus on some of the other stuff that I used to do. So now Chris and Mark can handle that stuff, and I can strictly focus on just entertaining you guys, man. So, you know, nothing to do with me saying, oh, you know, I don't want to do this anymore because I want to step away from the league. It's just more of me stepping aside so that I can entertain you guys, because I'm hopefully, you know, everyone enjoys the recaps and stuff. And then, you know, we hand off the responsibility as the co-commish to Chris so that I can focus on all the other stuff that you guys really enjoy. So just wanted to share that with the team.
Yeah, bro. And from all of us, man, we really do enjoy it and appreciate it. You know, this is a perfect position for you.
No, and I appreciate that, man. I'm honored, you know, to still be, to be able to hold a position in this league, you know, and I'm looking forward to continuing and building on what I've been doing so far. So thank you. I owe you a lot for even giving me the opportunity in the first place.
Well, we all appreciate it. I mean, you're true to your word. Look at, we're here in May talking about football, fantasy football. You're getting everybody excited the past 3 months, you know? It's awesome. Get that.
Get it out of my system.
Flowing.
Yep.
The content, top-notch to it. Except for when,
that's,
you know,
awesome,
you're having,
man,
me, but well-deserved most of the time. We did have a few more positions. We didn't have a lot of interest in them, but one of them, actually the first position that I filled, and probably the most important one, we gave Shady the title of treasurer. So McCoy's going to be handling all the financing for the league, which involves obviously collecting everybody's league fees as well as distributing the money for trophies and the payouts. So that's a super important job, and I'd like to thank Shady for stepping up and accepting that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's another big one too, man. You know, and again, right? So you have like your commission, co-commission, you know, they're always running around trying to get money from folks and stuff, and it's good when you can hand that off to someone else, you can focus on, you know, because there's a lot that goes into running the league, man. You know, so like you have the rules, you gotta, there are things that are changing. You know, look at, just use last year for example, right? With, you had games that were rescheduled, you know, even when we had the extra games added. So there's all these different things that you have to go through, right? There's gonna be times where someone might say, hey, my app's not working, I need you to do this, or they have to send a text in to say, hey, look, I want to start this player but I can't, whatever the case may be. You know, as a commissioner, co-commission, you guys are always on the clock, man. So, you know, if you can kind of offload certain things to certain folks, right, you know, like you did this year, you know, you delegate, right? You say, hey, I want you to handle this position. You know, you put some, you know, put these positions up for voting. Guys come in and say, hey, I want to take this. And, you know, you make, I feel like the folks that, you know, you've chosen, man, you've done a good job of, you know, picking folks that I think we all can agree we'll do a good job in their position, man. So that's good to hear. Congratulations, Shady, as well, on your new position, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's nice to have the guys that are willing to do it too, you know, like it's more work for the same amount of funds. So that's definitely appreciated by everyone as well.
Agreed.
Which will kind of lead me into my next topic, which is super exciting. We'll open up an additional position or two if anybody else is interested. We're going to start a sister league. Oh, we're going to have another league, which is basically identical to the League of Legends. We'll draft on the same day. Hopefully have the same amount of teams, maybe less. Obviously, I want to make it fun and competitive at the same time. So we're going to have a smaller buy-in. It should be probably $50, $60 buy-in. And the way we're going to fill the league is everyone in the League of Legends will have one entry to give out. So you have one team that you can give away for the new league. If you don't have anyone to give the team to, that's fine. I have five people on standby now. So if you have someone to give the league to, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your son, your sister, whoever, bring them in, let them join into the fun. T's volunteered to write recaps for the new league. Like I said, it'll be a generic version of it. It won't be quite as in-depth. We will keep stats and records. Basically, it's going to be run identical to the league, just a lesser of, if that makes sense.
No, every, gosh, man.
Every year, I got four or five people that want to join, and, you know, it's hard. We can't add to it. We can't have 16 teams, and no one wants to drop out. And it's just... I think what we have is really, truly special, and I want to share it with more people.
I think that's awesome, man. You know, and I think it goes to show that what we've been doing over the years, you know, has been working and been well received by many, right? So we have a league where no one ever wants to leave, right? And obviously we don't ever want anyone to leave, but at the same time, you know, if you have folks that are, you know, knocking at the door, wanting to come in, you know, starting a new league, man, I think that's a great idea as well. And yeah, that's going to be awesome, man. Looking forward to that one as well. And, you know,
one thing you did just bring up is, you know, nobody ever wants to leave, but that is an option. If somebody wants to drop down into the sister league and give up their spot, then, you know, they're still part of the gang, still part of the crew, then that's fine too. Because I know sometimes it gets a little expensive. It gets a little overwhelming. You see trades that you don't agree with and you think you're wasting your money. You still want to be part of the crew. You know, there's a lot of things that have been brought up and reasons that somebody might want to drop out but don't want to drop out. So this may be an opportunity for them to do that as well.
Yeah, but absolutely.
It's an option as well. So I think it'll be fun.
I think it'll be great.
We first started talking about it, I think last year or the year before, as like a ladies league or a kids league. And that was fun. It was a good idea. But at the end of the day, we don't want to invest all this in a non-competitive league. You can go on Yahoo and get a free league and play with strangers if that's the case, you know?
Right.
So I definitely want to start a new league. We definitely want it to be competitive.
No, that's going to be exciting, man. And like I said, man, you know, it's I love the way you have been handling this from day one. You know, the great work you've been putting in over the past 10 years, you know, just continues to be on display now. And, you know, just how creative you've been with everything, with all the changes that's been happening, man. So really need to applaud you for all the great work that you've been doing. And, you know, and I think part of, and I know you saw the picture, and it's still sitting in my house. I'm waiting for you to come and get it. But you still have your signed Devontae Smith jersey that Jason got for you. You know, and I think even, you know, for Jason, right, you know, he was the one that kind of stepped in the first year we had it in my house, right, 2015. So, you know, I mean, he's even been seeing the work you've been doing, and, you know, kind of he was excited to get you that, man. So it's here when you're ready.
Man, that's awesome. It's well appreciated, man. It's the coolest thing. I wouldn't expect it, that's for sure.
No, well deserved, man. Well deserved. Cool, man. Hey, those are those are some great topics. Really appreciate you covering those with us today. Really exciting stuff. Looking forward to kicking off the 2023 season with all of these new changes, man. anything else that you want to touch on, you want to let the league know prior to us ending this podcast so we can get it uploaded and have everyone just sit back and listen to all the great changes that are coming your way?
Yeah, man. Just want to thank everybody for sticking it out for so long. And you know, we couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without anyone. So thanks, guys. Thanks for being part of the family. Thanks for teaching me my lesson year in and year out. Hopefully, I'll get one sooner or later. I feel like I missed it last year, man. That one hurt.
Last year, man, for sure, I thought you were... You know, just looking at the way you were scoring last year, man, I thought it was all you, man. But just one bad week got you, and it just sucks that it came at the wrong time, man. And, I'm not saying I'm complaining, but it was tough.
That's for sure. That's what's awesome about fantasy football. We do our best to predict it. You do all your research. Shit's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's out of your control.
That's true. That's the beauty about it. Yep, I agree 100%, man.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I just want to thank everybody for sticking it out. Let's do another 20, right?
Another 20, man. I'm ready. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'll follow up with more information about the new league in the next couple of months here, but like I said, everyone currently in the league can have one entry for the other league.
Awesome.
I know you asked if that they could join both leagues. You're in one league or the other league. It's an entry for, you know, your wife, your kid, your son, whatever.
Right. No, that's great. I think it's a great idea, man, and I'm looking forward to getting that one kicked off as well. And you know, I think maybe this is a great opportunity for me to introduce, you know, one of the young world bosses to kind of start dominating like, you know, Dad does. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
There it is. Bring it on. Yeah, you know, if someone has a team that they don't want, they can give it up, whatever. That'd be cool too.
Awesome. Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate the time today. Again, great information. Looking forward to doing this again soon. Hopefully, I can get you on the Big Time Ballers again, but this time to talk more about you and your accomplishments, because trust me, man, there is so much that I want to cover with you in regards to what you did with, you know, your record-breaking 2022 season, man. So hopefully we get to do this again soon, and I get to, you know, highlight what you've been doing over the years, man. You know, running the league is one thing, but then being able to set records, man, it just goes to shows how your greatness, you know, and I think it's time that we put it on display for everyone to see.
Man, you make it sound a lot better than it is. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, man. Yeah. Well, Mark, thanks again.
I'll definitely catch back up with you. I just wanted to squeeze this one in real quick. It's been tough to get time out of my days, so I'm glad that we got to get this one in. Could have prepared a little bit better, but
it is. No, I think you did. I think you did great, man. I think we did a great job on this one, so that's awesome. Hey, thanks again, man, and I hope to hear from you soon, and I appreciate you keeping us strong for 10 years.
Yeah. Peace out, ballers.
All righty. We'll talk soon.
Later.
Later.